Welcome back. Now, we've had sweltering conditions, of course, all over Europe this week with record temperatures recorded in many countries across the continent. Eimear McCarthy Cabrera is an Irish woman living and working in Rome for the Commission for the Protection of Minors, and she joins me now to give us an idea of what it's like there in the Eternal City. Eimear, how hot is it in Rome right now?
Well, we're at 38.5 degrees. That's ground temperature, but the perceived heat, so what people feel, is around 42, 43. That's a slight improvement on yesterday, where the perceived heat was up to 45. So getting slightly better, but still very, very hot.
Yeah, and is this a heavy kind of heat?
That's the worst part. They have a nickname for this kind of heat that we have here in Rome. They call it Lucifer, because it's generally the hot air that's coming up from North Africa. And it's extremely, extremely humid. And my heart goes out to all the tourists I see on the streets, because not being used to this kind of atmosphere, they don't take the precautions that maybe someone who lives here would, such as keeping to shadow, making sure that they always have drink on them, not going out in the hottest hours of the day, and always having themselves covered. It really is a draining, draining heat, unfortunately. And the fact that it came so early on in the summer has caught so many people unawares. Because we would be used to getting to quite high temperatures, but around the end of July, yeah, August period, this early is taking everyone unawares, I think.
So, Eimear, is life going on as normal there? Did you go to work this week?
Well, I would hardly call it normal. I mean, it does have effect. It really has an effect. Generally, you'd get up very early in the morning, the summer hours, and everything kind of slows down in Rome, and not just Rome, right across the centre of Europe. There's countries and cities that are hit by hot summers, they would generally have what they call the summertime closing hours, where everything just stops at midday, shops, businesses, etc., etc., and then restarts at about 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Again, this takes people who are not used to this way of living unawares, and they think, why don't they work? They're so inefficient. But if you're here in the hot days, you understand why. It's just you can't. You cannot go out between midday and 5. It's just too hot. It's unbearable.
So what are local government doing in terms of emergency measures? Like we've seen a lot going on in France, people opening up their water fountains, swimming pools, extra cooling stations.
Yeah, well, Rome is, I can speak directly for Rome and Italy. We're very lucky insofar as, because it's such an ancient city that has long tackled the issue of being in a very hot part of the world, the ancient Romans gave us a wonderful aqueduct system. So visitors to Rome will see what are called ernazoni, which are basically fountains, almost on every street corner in the city centre, in the historic centre, which pump our water out 24 hours a day. So there is that provision there. It's also a very green city, strangely enough, Rome. Maybe not the exact historic centre, but there are quite a few parks. Mm-hmm. That green gives serious respite to people. And there's a lot of trees, and a lot of the streets would be tree-lined. And there's a reason for this. There is a reasoning. It's besides the fact that it's aesthetically pretty to look at, and it's also very characteristic of Rome. It gives it that romantic feel to Rome. It actually has a service, because you can literally get a lot of respite in the shade of a tree or in the greenery that is actually all over the city itself. However, unfortunately, the heat has combined with another problem that the city administration is trying to tackle to create what is the perfect storm here in Rome at the moment.
Yeah, tell us about the rubbish problem.
Yeah, there's a refuse emergency on at the moment in Rome. This has been building over, I would say, the last three city administrations. And I don't know if your listeners would be aware, Brendan, but Rome has had a serious problem with mafia infiltration of public services. The current administration is doing its best to try and reel back all public services from the hands of suspect companies that might have problems with or dealings with mafia. So therefore, there's been a complete breakdown in public services. And as a result, you have these huge piles of rubbish on the streets, because there simply aren't the people or the trucks or the infrastructure anymore to go and collect them. So as a result, the Doctors' Guild of Rome have had to issue statements warning parents to keep their children off the streets and old people to stay off the streets, because of the risk of infection, the growing concerns over the rat infestation and the seagull infestation drawn by this rubbish.
Okay.
And a lot of tourists, when they come to Rome, have been shockingly to see these seagulls getting braver and braver and taking ever more attacking some tourists at times. It's kind of interesting to see from a resident point of view, but not very much from a tourist point of view.
All right, Eimear, thanks for that. Well, it sounds like you're keeping a cool head there anyway, and good luck with the next week.